Hi, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
I am Donovan.
And this week on Athens Public Think Tank podcast, we're going to be talking about beach houses.
Yo.
Nice.
I like that idea.
The time you spent at them, the best ones, what makes a beach house good?
Hey,
also,
worst ones.
Worst ones, yeah, there you
yeah.
go. All this and more.
We'll see you soon.
The first time that's ever happened.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Thank God.
Good snap. I feel like I can't hear myself as well.
Did
you mess with me?
Turn her up in the headphones.
I need to track her phones back
you,
to the box.
Donovan.
Yeah, there's a clear line.
That isn't exactly true. It's like a few days ago. I went to go look at our hoses, one which was run over by a lawnmower, and
I was hoping this one didn't come up.
Yeah.
This story slowed down a lot.
Well, no, I ran it over with the lawnmower. We'll get that right out there. I ran the hose over.
Oh, okay.
But I thought there was a single hose. Turned out multiple hoses in the stack. It's like a pile of snakes until you get them apart.
Okay. How many hoses total?
Two.
Oh, okay.
How many snakes?
Six.
Six snakes, two hoses. I say that's a good day. Call it a night. How have you guys been? We're podcasting less frequently, and there's so much to talk about.
Every other week.
Yeah. Well,
is
no.
Our new...
Did we skip 2 weeks?
Sometimes we do.
Right. Because we're doing like this, the 15th and the 30th.
Yeah, at the beginning of each
payday.
Month, we just say two
exactly.
random Thursdays, and then we meet on those two random Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Military paydays. That's our schedule now. So you guys like the military?
You know, I was
we had a Memorial Day.
I was thinking about it today that, you know, like Meadowlark went to karate, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of like going to the military where, you know, they don't
F
let you
around.
Get a, yeah, they don't F around.
Yeah.
Get in line.
No, I never thought
no,
about
I
that.
No, I thought about that, too, because there was one point during the lesson where the sensei or instructor, whatever he's meant to be called, said, put on your war face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what, did Meadowlark do a war face?
I don't think she even has ever even heard the word war before.
Lately, though, she's been like, I'm doing martial karate now. And Marshall is from Paw Patrol. It's a character from Paw Patrol. Mm. And he's a fire marshal. And I feel like she's misinterpreting the word marshal.
Yeah, it's spelled differently.
And then she gets pretty violent. So I guess she knows what war is. Like her and Safi fighting.
Yeah, she's got war inside of her. but yes, I definitely had this thought of like, oh, this does have a military vibe because it's like this person is the authority. You're not going to question that, and you're going to do what they say, and you're going to be happy. You're going to be rewarded for following the leader, bottom line. And she was, and I felt like it was validating for her.
I think it's right up her alley.
Yeah. Yeah, it also has the progression system, which is like, you know, awards for you gain levels and shit.
Right.
It's very...
Yeah, you level up.
Yeah. She got a white belt.
Well, you start with a white belt, but she got a little piece of white tape on her white belt.
Yeah, nice.
That's dope, man. That's fucking sweet.
All right, EKG karate, it's called?
AKF.
AKF.
AKF, which you would think would stand for something, but underneath it says Athens Martial Arts.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the AKF stands for.
You said it was like Korean though influenced. So it's like,
yeah, they had an American flag and a Korean flag in the studio.
Huh. So it's not like
it's not karate. It's some other.
It could be karate though.
No, they said what it was, and I just didn't remember. It was like three syllables.
Royce Gracie Jiu Jitsu.
Okay.
Mm. Maybe
I can trust you. Those are
doesn't sound familiar.
That was more than three syllables.
I doubt it's. Never mind.
Is that a local?
No, it's not a local thing. It's like the first MMA like champion was Royce Gracie, and he has his own like jiu-jitsu style.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes
really,
sense.
Really popular.
Okay.
Did you guys ever take karate? Or
I
like,
did.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was really difficult, and it was great. We sparred pretty regularly, and I broke someone's rib. And I couldn't bear to return.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, I felt
so how deep in were you at that
months
point?
And then you broke a rib? Or?
Like belt color?
Whoa.
Yeah, or just like how long
years
had you been in?
Yeah, or days? Or hours?
Oh.
Minutes? Seconds?
I think it was like my second year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I think I was like green belt.
That's pretty cool. I don't know much about it, but I might.
The master was like, okay, now you will break this man's rib.
That was Splinter.
Master Splinter.
Now you break this man's rib.
No, it was, he was a higher belt than me, and I just thought he was going to block, you know, I kicked him, obviously.
Yeah.
Donovan knows that.
That's a good way to break someone's rib.
Mm-hmm.
And you were at the Cobra Kai dojo.
Mm-hmm.
She kicked the rib, and then she just held her foot up to his throat.
As he begged for his life.
Exactly.
Yeah, this kid cried, and I was.
Oh, well, you broke his rib.
Yeah, no, I just. It was just terrible,
so
honestly.
It was really like he should have blocked it, and he didn't block it.
That's how I felt.
And he probably should have drank a lot more milk before the match.
Well,
oh, wow.
Well, I kind of felt like he was maybe being a
little... We're not sponsored by milk.
Sponsored by milk.
Oh, he should have had some sort of calcium supplement in his life.
Maybe you should have gone with like Sunny D or Tang.
Even a bread that had calcium added.
You know, I don't know that he didn't.
I'm just...
It seems like it.
Was there something... was there foul play or was it just a complete accident?
No, not at all.
That's actually, I have the perfect
foul
question
play.
To answer this, not foul play. Did you go 100%?
Could you
did
have killed him?
Go 100%.
Wow.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
When you spar?
Well, certain moves... Yes.
So you were kicking through his ribs to his heart to like stop his heart from happening,
which I didn't get to.
I mean, I was only
a green belt, Eddie.
Lucky for him, right?
As he like, crumbled, did you say, "Why didn't you block?"
Black belt, your foot would have come out of his back like
absolutely.
A cartoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it would have been
well.
Traumatic.
So are they? So it's not a choreographed thing, or it is to a degree.
It's not, but you kind of. Know the moves that the other person is working on.
Okay.
So you know what they're going to do. And it wasn't like I, you know, faked him out and then did it. I think he was just slacking, you
right.
know. I think he thought,
"Oh, this kid.
He can block
not,
this shit.
Just
yeah.
a green belt.
I'm just a girl, too."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
She's not going to break my ribs.
Just a girl.
I want to find out where that guy is now.
I've got him on the line. No, we don't prepare for these.
I wonder if he still has rib problems.
I hope not.
He's still
young and resilient.
He was young.
That chick broke my rib.
So do you feel like it What's your take on domestic violence? Like, do you have a?
I'm way in support.
Are you like, so yeah, don't do the dishes, I'll break your rib.
Yeah, she just like starts throwing kicks in the air like Chun-Li.
Donovan, blink twice if you're in a, they live together, Desi and Donovan.
Yeah.
They're domestic.
I've shown Donovan my kicks.
Oh, I love the kicks.
And he's in support and also, you know.
Who have you shown him on? On him or on?
Oh, she's thrown, she swears there was a.
Punching bag at Adrenal Malls. Remember? They used to have one. Yeah.
I feel like I saw the kick in before that house.
No, I...
This was in like the year of our Lord 2011.
I don't know. But, I mean...
Is it still the year of our Lord? Side note.
Yeah, don't worry. We haven't stamped it out yet.
I think all the years post Lord are year of Lord.
Mm-hmm. We're still 80.
Our Lord.
Yeah, in fact, we were discussing this kick... in something that we can't really disclose on the podcast recently, it being so devastating, it might be able to, you know, render someone else unable to continue.
Mm.
Were she to deliver
really
it again.
That was really vague.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I think I know what this is referring to, and I think it's referring to me.
Oh, but, it is, actually, yeah.
Yeah, we're training them for a good old-fashioned brawl.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in doing this.
It was really hypothetical.
I know you're not, because you don't want to see yourself beating me up.
Mainly I don't want to get beat up. Like, I don't want to hurt myself in you hurting me, and I don't want to hurt myself in hurting you. And
okay,
like,
wait a second.
You're instigating
so you're
it,
like,
so.
You're like worried about yourself only. You're not worried about
yeah,
hurting.
Like,
well,
when,
you're instigating it,
well,
so
no,
I'm not
no.
that worried about you.
When Meg punches you so hard, it's gonna break her knuckles. Like, she's gonna
yeah.
punch you so hard it kills you.
Wait, Eddie,
but
did you
her knuckles, and she's like,
my
gear. Knuckles.
Eddie, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I think we're also gonna have a tennis match and a drag race.
So
that
this
day.
Is gonna be a field
oh, can
day.
Can I be involved in those instead?
No, we're the.
You're good at tennis.
We're
right?
the draw.
I don't know.
Like
I'd
we're the matchup that is gonna bring in
the money.
Like
yeah.
an all female drag race. That'd be kind of weird. Where you all just dress as men and we're like.
I don't know if that's gonna bring in the money, but I think definitely Meg and I fighting would.
Oh yeah. Why are we raising money?
Just, we're planning this Disney vacation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's perfect.
If it's for like the kids, okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's for the kids.
And my buddy, Tubby Patrone, has like all the protective equipment you guys will need
okay.
to do this.
I feel like we are maybe setting the bar too high. We can just start a GoFundMe and people will pay for us
no.
to go to Disney.
I know, but...
Like, we just write
this
a...
Is all
we don't need to entertain them through violence.
You know, this is just like when you used to be like, oh, well, who would win in a fight, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln? I think we were proposing that question somehow hypothetically.
Definitely.
And that's how this whole...
It all came about because I was commenting...
On how many push-ups you could do?
No. That well, Cook said that Meg looked like a fighter.
She was. Mm-hmm. She has.
She had her boxing shorts
yeah,
on.
Yeah, she has tied
her
boxing
hair
shorts on. She looks like Sagat sometimes. I love
it. And then I was like, she is super strong. And then I was like, I think I could take her, though. And then I was like, I don't know if I could.
Yeah.
But because I realized, like, the only way this battle could begin is if I... messed with her and then her rage would kick in and I don't know, I wouldn't have the motivation that she would, you know.
I think you're picking a bad fight. Like,
oh yeah, it sounds like his money's on his wife.
No, Meg.
What's the split, Eddie?
Meg will whoop both your asses. What are you talking about? Like,
so,
for just her or for both of you?
I don't know. I feel like once I go, once I enter my blind rage
yeah,
state, I don't feel like I'm going to be necessarily a very good fighter.
No,
I just feel like everybody's going to get hurt.
No, that's
you'll be a very effective fighter.
That's how I felt. I was like, okay, but once Meg's in that state, like, I can be really calculated with my...
Yeah, you
approach.
Think that.
Mm-hmm. It's when you open your briefs and you grab the handful of salt and then you go, you blow it in the bull's
oh,
eye.
I see. Like the heel.
Yeah.
You could, yeah, you could definitely cheat to win, but I don't think you could win, like, and everyone feels good about it.
Well, I mean,
do you want people to feel good about you winning?
No, I just, well, what I was just thinking is if our children were watching, that I feel like Seishi and Meadowlark might root for Meg. Well, based on what's going on lately.
I kind of feel like the thing that sends her into a blind rage is you, like, taking a shit on Safi's face or something.
Oh, no.
And then she'll be like, I'm going to murder you. And then, like, you've already lost the support of your children at that point.
Taking a shit on Savvy's face.
This has really gotten hypothetical. This has gotten wildly hypothetical.
Well, I'm just saying, like, whatever you do to incite blind rage, you're going to lose a lot of support.
Oh, did I tell you that I did have a dream that sent me? I had a dream where I got really mad at Desi.
Oh, let's hear it. Oh, my God. You didn't tell me about this?
You told me that you weren't going to send your kids to public school, and I got super
pissed. You told me about it in the morning.
What made you think that, I wonder? That's crazy.
So yeah, I guess that made me really mad.
Okay, so I'm just gonna come up to you and be like, guess what, Meg, my kids are going to Athens Academy.
She'll whoop your ass.
Yeah. She'll grab that brochure right out of your hand. Yeah. Stomp on
it. No, the whole folder, probably. Full of multiple brochures. Uh-huh.
And she'll just roll up her sleeves.
She's like, public school, that's the deal. Put your gloves on. We're going.
Cock her hat.
So, Eddie, what are you thinking about this weather?
Hot. It's like, I keep calling it summer, but it's not.
I love how dry it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, it is very dry. Like, we haven't had rain in weeks?
Right? Weeks.
A couple weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe it won't come. That'd be a great summer.
This morning was humid, though, you guys. It really sucked when I walked.
I feel like I've got...
Where does the water come from?
We got the numbers on our phone, and it's like 95. Like, today's going to be 95, but this thing is like a...
accurate.
I don't know if it's accurate, because... It's like 105 every day. Or like
that's not accurate.
Over 100.
Feels like 105?
No, dude. This is just like a thermometer that's on the fence right outside this wall.
I think it's
wrong. And then also in my car, 104, 103, like on the external
sounds like they're
sensor.
Right.
Sounds like my car and this thing are right. Yeah, and then, like, the Weather Channel's lying to us.
It's not that they're lying. It's just that they're doing it in the shade with some lazy man.
Hey, it feels like 93. Like, to some dude who tells you what the temperature is.
Hey, Larry, what's it out there? He's like,
I don't know. 95. Go put 95 down.
Leave me alone.
You woke me up from my nap for this? Like, he's sleeping
every day
under a tree. Yeah. Now, I feel like it could be like a shading issue. Like, I need to maybe shade my sensors because direct sunlight can maybe influence the...
It definitely felt like it on the rooftop today. Like, it felt like Phoenix because, you know, it's just getting direct sunlight pounded up above everything with no shade. And I liked how dry the air was. And it felt like a Phoenix day.
Yeah, it's been hot and dry.
Very nice.
And that's disconcerting for me. All the grass is dying.
Yeah, like, we've been watering the lawn.
Donovan's been watering the lawn.
I bet your lawn looks nice.
It does. It like got greener overnight.
Yeah, I think when it rains, my lawn's going to be like a foot tall the next day. But we'll see if it rains.
I hope your lawnmower's still running by then in 6 to 8 months when the rains come again.
If not, you'll help me fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Eddie's helped us fix the lawnmower. It's fantastic. Runs like a
except
dream.
Except for now we have yard dudes.
What?
So what, did you get on a contract?
No contract, just a verbal agreement.
What was the agreement?
Every other Saturday, $80.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's great.
They did a really good job.
Like, really great job. And the first round, you know... They did a lot. Like, they took out the poison ivy, trimmed the trees and all the bushes.
Well, I want to come over.
They
and
had
see
a
it.
Small man get underneath Ash's truck.
Yeah. They went all over the truck. Like, I couldn't believe it because they told them they didn't even have to worry about it.
I've said that before. Like, we need a really small man to, like, clear this out.
Yeah.
He was about great. 18 inches. It was insane.
And he had, like, an 18-inch human machete.
He had a little sigh. They just sent him under there with a little sigh. It's
Raphael.
It okay. is.
Enough about the weather. Cage. Let's talk about unfriending people. Or
Ooh. Oh. We just talked about this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy now.
What was your context?
It's too personal.
Yeah, that's what I think. Mine's too personal too.
Yeah,
just talk about the like idea of unfriending and how easy it is now. Where you
I think unfriending is great to couple with a block.
A block? Oh, like a
what if you just like a restraining block order instead?
You then immediately unfriends as well.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I know it for a fact.
Okay.
So does somebody know? They don't know they're blocked or unfriended. There's no alert.
No.
Okay.
Beyond when they go to look for your ass and they're like, where are they? So then they're
like, I thought we were friends.
Then they jump over on their ghost account and they're like, oh, that.
Okay. And then they try to refriend you, right?
Oh, on their ghost account.
I get a lot of refriends where I'm like, oh, this person? I thought I didn't want this person.
That's why you have to couple it with the block.
You can block?
Yeah, you unfriend and you can just straight up. They will never see you again.
Have you ever unfriended a person IRL, though? Like, and what's your method? Do you call them and tell them that they should no longer contact you?
I have unfriended someone IRL.
What's it like? it's difficult.
Well, it felt sad and appealing at the same time to do. It was like, I just don't want to deal with you anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be in the position where other people identify me as your friend. So somehow I'm accountable for your behavior.
Right.
Like,
did you say that straight up to them?
Yeah, definitely. It was to Pete. I was like, you are behaving really terribly to people and I just cannot be associated with you. Like, I love you forever, but we are not friends anymore.
Right, like using your goodwill to gain favor with people or something. Like,
well,
just being associated with people's acts. Like, I've had to do it also with others, and I wrote the letter of just being like, look,
this is an email or an actual letter?
This was an email, a Facebook message, if you will. It is the sign of our times, just being like, you know, this has been a time coming, obviously. And it's, you know, time to part ways. This was also with like someone who used to be like my best friend. But so I understand where Desi's coming from with like being associated with their acts. And that's a big part of it as well, is because you don't want to have your face representing their deeds constantly.
No, I get that too. Yeah, that's one of the main reasons to even unfriend someone. I
think it's a good reason too. Because then other
solid.
Because it's symbolic. It's like, oh, this, you know, then other people will see like, oh, this person doesn't support this other person's bad behavior. So now I don't need to pester them about why they are enabling this other person.
And that's good. I feel like you guys had clear breaks. I feel like most of my unfriending has been like a realization that led to a distance where it's like, oh, we're not friends like I thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop texting, calling,
mm-hmm.
messaging. Let's cool it down.
I've and had then that it like, too.
It kind of just disappears after a while.
I prefer the harsh cutoff.
Whoa, cut the snake
well,
off.
Because I like to stay lifelong friends. Uh-huh. That's my preferred mode. But if someone's clearly acting terribly, then I want to be like.
And I feel like it is in Desi's case, because this person was too far along, but in mine, almost hopefully an intervention of sorts to just be like, hey, like get it together. If someone who you hold very closely, you know, doesn't want to be associated with you or talk to you anymore, perhaps the path you're on isn't the best.
Right, so like a suggestion to improve oneself.
in the most harsh manner.
Fix yourself.
The most harsh way to suggest it.
It's very rare that I would do a cutoff, but...
Like a cutoff without warning?
Is that what you're saying? Oh, I would never do a cutoff without warning.
Like you'd give a... I mean, like...
Yeah, I'd give a message.
Without message.
Yeah, like, I'd definitely...
Into, like, the message cutoff.
Well, I'd definitely... Or even a... This was through a phone conversation that I had this. I mean, because I want them to understand why I'm about to not respond to them.
Nice. You know. That's very direct. I feel like I would want you to cut it off with me that way.
Yeah, I think I think it's the best way because then no one's confused.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
You know, it's just like, listen, it's over. But there's always, for me, I'm always available for it to not be over because it's hard for me to stop loving anyone I've ever loved.
I had a college friend, though, and he came and visited me in Athens. And we had been texting throughout, and he's friends with other friends of mine. And when he came to town, we just kind of like both sat on the laptop together in the same room. This is when we lived on Georgia Avenue.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow, we're just like college friends. Like, we're not real friends. Like, I don't really, like, this is exactly what we were doing in college, and I don't do this anymore, mm-hmm. but you're here now, and we're doing this thing that we used to do. And it just kind of all dawned on me at that time. And then we just kind of drifted apart after that. Like,
I don't know though, but even saying that, I feel like you can have those moments of, oh, I don't, you know, I'm not buying what you're selling right now, but there's no reason to cut it off, like to say we're not friends anymore.
I feel like,
because
in this case with Eddie, I mean, it seems pretty clear cut, especially since like dudes knowing dudes, like it's obviously that's his path. Like, he's probably watching, like, an episode of The Office right now, like, laying down.
That sounds kind of great.
I'm not against somebody watching The Office laying down.
Yeah, but
right
what season? But he's probably done it a lot. And before that was Parks and Rec. I mean, I have friends like that from high school, too, where these dudes just, like, that's their life now. And, like, then every partner that they've been with, like, they make them watch all these series that they're in love with to the point where, like, that is their, like, life and lifestyle. Is watching television series.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. He had kind of like things he wanted to do to rekindle these old times. And I was like, oh, well, that was like what we did in college. Like, you want to do that right now? Like,
well, he was just trying to reconnect.
Yeah. No, I don't blame him for because it. And I texted him this year. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening to the podcast, you should probably give him the number. And email and other various information.
Frankie, give me a call. It's Athens Public at Gmail. 706-521-3716. You got my phone number. Call me.
Are we going to do our segments?
Yeah, but we're barely 30 minutes in.
Well, we have the
topic, but we have a topic, too.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, we have a lot to do. That's why I brought it up.
Topic.
Okay.
So do you want to do... Let's do one segment. Let's do a quick trivia.
Wait, weren't you going to read the comments from my podcast?
Yeah, we can do that.
well, we better do them all, although I don't know about the snack situation.
Yeah, do a funny voice.
Well, I did get some other peas, if you guys want to do peas again.
Yep,
okay, I'm going to get the peas.
You're going to get more peas right now?
I'm getting more peas. All right, let's hear the
comments.
This
is the Athens Public Pea Podcast. So Meg's comments on her podcast are by Mary Songster, and I feel like she's heard them before. It's the Brownstone Yoga Podcast.
Okay, will you read the comments in a funny voice, please?
I guess so.
Just imitate Mary.
Mary. Quite contrary. Fantastic core and overall strengthening. 5 stars. This was 12/21/17. I love these classes. They are intense and at the same time carefully choreographed for
all levels.
Okay,
hang on a second. You didn't even play the intro music, Eddie.
Man.
It's all out of sorts here.
So much this.
so much this.
Okay.
All right.
These are the one comment on Meg's podcast. Fantastic core and overall strengthening. I love these classes. They are intense and at the same time carefully choreographed for all levels of physical ability. The class will challenge you, but you feel so strong and calm after every lesson. Meg adds a wonderful, empathetic spirit where everyone learns something. Or where everyone learns something.
Does everyone win something?
That was a paid review.
That's good. Amazon doesn't let people know that they're paid reviews, so I'm glad that you're being transparent about this.
who wrote it?
Mary did.
Oh, Mary. Oh, yeah. Sweet Mary.
Back when you started the podcast. Yeah.
All right. Who is the trivia person this week? I've done it pretty recently, so I know it's not
me. I've done it pretty recently as well. I think it might be Meg.
I feel like I could do it.
Yeah, I haven't done it
in all right. Well, Meg picks out three great questions.
This is Cool Don's trivia corner.
Yeah.
Are we eating snacks?
You guys know that the gentleman from Jeopardy, he has some form of cancer.
Oh, pancreatic cancer, yes.
Yeah.
But there's also like this streak guy on who's going to beat Ken Jennings. Do you know about that?
He has over a million.
Yeah, 2 million.
2 million.
Wow. Something. I haven't really... Eddie's mom just told us about it. Okay.
That's a good question.
Okay. What? Okay, there's a picture.
Okay.
It's a Disney question.
Really can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see
I'll bring it around.
Don't say.
It's really hard to see, everyone. Incredibly
You'll
hard
recognize
to see.
It when you see it.
Okay.
Very recognized.
Okay, now we can continue. We've all seen the picture here.
What song do I sing with the March Hare? You may be able to guess through context who the picture is of. Does everybody know who this is? Who this is?
I do.
That's the Mad Hatter.
Yes.
I know the song.
I'd say a very unhappy birthday or...
Very Merry Unbirthday.
Oh, right.
Oh, I was going to say a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Oh, it's the Unbirthday song. Mm. So Desi, Dr. Sharp moves on to this. Let's go with Science and Nature from the Genus 4. Mm. What teenager began studying physics after he noticed a chandelier swinging during a 1581 earthquake?
Well, 1581. That's a dead giveaway. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Isaac Newton.
Galileo. Mm. Okay, and that's
it? I guess Isaac Newton
it?
Was way later, but...
That would have been my guess. Well, well, well. Short-lived trivia. Now it's time for some snap peas. Okay, we got two bags of snap peas.
Two bags full of snap peas.
Bag A is from Green Acres Farm.
Let's do some reviews.
And bag B is from Ladybird Farm.
Can you deliver one of each to each of us? Okay.
We've really been asking Meg to do a lot.
Let's do one. No, let's do one at a time.
Well, Meg changed, and I feel like, you know, first, she's got to move around because she looks pretty cute in this outfit.
Yeah, she's also in training.
Green, lady.
Okay. Left hand, right hand. Can you do left hand, right hand with everyone?
Here's a green.
Okay, this is A.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A is in my right hand. Exhibit B is in my left.
Exhibit A is from what farm?
Green.
Green Acres.
Okay.
Green Acres is the place
Exhibit
to be.
Exhibit B?
Is from Ladybird.
Okay. Green Acres is the place to be.
Farm living
is the life for me. All right.
Oh, well, are we all eating Green Acres? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Much better than last time. My right. God, were
these
those
are more
well. These are snap peas, not snow peas.
Those are dope, man.
Oh, they're so good.
Those are really delicious.
So crunchy.
Maybe it was just that, the snow pea last time that threw me off. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't like these. But now that was
I don't like these at all.
But
I did put them in that stir fry. That was okay.
The Green Acre pea definitely has a lot more flavor.
Have you gone the other pea?
I just took my bite out of
a ladybird.
Ladybird. Not as good. Green Acre definitely.
Oh, I'm way into ladybird. Sweeter. My Green Acres one had a bitter edge.
Hmm.
Well, shit. Yeah,
I don't know.
The Green Acres are colder.
They are. Kind of. Yeah, it's kind of a variable that needed to be controlled, honestly.
They're both pretty good.
They're both good.
All right.
I prefer the room temp. I don't know if it's the cold that made it a little bitter edge, but...
Full disclosure, these are actually older.
The ladybirds?
No,
the Green Acre.
Yeah.
Really?
Like I said, prefer the ladybirds. Just...
They've had more time to mature.
I think the ladybirds...
No, ladybirds are newer.
Yeah, I know. I prefer...
You like the mature peas.
You like the cold, mature peas.
I think you're right about the
frigid, mature pea.
I think you're probably right about the sweetness and the bitterness, and I feel like... For that reason, I prefer the other one. The
Green Acre?
Yeah. But
you like a little bitter to your pea?
The sweetness from the ladybird was a little like equal sweetness. You know, like...
But without the...
Diet Coke sweetness.
Oh, like a non-sugar sweetness.
Like an alternative sweetness.
I've, you know, in my life, I've drank a lot of Diet Coke.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I love Equal.
I love Splenda.
what Stevia. Artificial sweetener do you have in your home?
Stevia.
It's okay.
We had Equal, but I had diabetic grandparents. And that was the thing.
I don't know why we had it.
Which pea do you think they would like?
They probably like the second one, for sure. Honestly, I like both of them, though. Like,
Some good peas.
You could put them both in a bowl, and I just eat a handful of them.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going for a healthy snack with these.
Mm-hmm.
A pea melange.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some of those for the kids. I think they really like them.
I mean, I have
I'll take a bag home. I'll take one of those three home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think they'll like to crunch them because they like to make sounds with their food, so...
Okay, now it's time for...
The topic.
So, the two locations I've stayed in beach houses, I've only stayed in two. One was in San Felipe, Mexico. The other, Morro Bay, California.
Oh, that's where the jewel of Morro Bay, California is in the
Finding Dory
movie.
Yeah. Oh, very good. It's in the San Luis Obispo area.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So what were the circumstances of these beach house stays?
One, a spring break getaway. The other, a family getaway, too.
Okay.
The one in SLO, Mormon owned. It's a Mormon getaway beach house.
Okay.
They had a Book of Mormon in every room. But it was nice. It was beautiful. You could see the big rock in Morro Bay.
They had the Book of Mormon in
every room. Like out in the bay, there's
a
rock.
Are you guys Mormon?
No, but the brother-in-law, his family was, and it's his family's beach house. Mm.
Do they rent it out or just lays fallow part of the year?
No, it's because there's so many people in Mormon households that it's often
there's always somebody to go there.
Yeah, there's someone with their 19 wretched kids to go down to the bay.
Nice.
Drive the Suburban.
So on the beach?
Very close. I would say 2 blocks.
Okay.
It had a balcony which you could see the beach from.
I almost feel like rock. 2 blocks is better than on the beach because when you're coming back home from the beach, you get a lot of chance to knock the sand off.
Yeah, good point. And also less chance of your house getting consumed by a large wave.
No, not much, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're
slightly
right.
Slightly less.
Like... half a percent chance less, right?
Well, recently last spring, Eddie and I went to a beach near a beach house near St. Augustine, and you're not going to support me on. I was looking for Eddie for details, and he's walking off.
Yeah, he looks like maybe has to pee.
I think, yeah, he has to pee.
Anyway, there were a lot of these houses.
Balance his checkbook.
Okay, so the previous year had been, I want to say Inez was the storm.
Okay.
You know, the one that hit
Hurricane Inez. Hit Burger King? Or Puerto Rico.
Is that what you call Puerto Rico?
No, go on.
I'm a little confused, but yes, Inez had like wiped out the backside of a lot of the houses that were right on the beach. But ours was, again, like two blocks from the beach. It was so awesome to be that close to the beach.
Yeah, when I was in Mexico, we stayed directly on the beach, and that was a blast because it was a spring break getaway. But the first night...
So who were... with the boys or
the boys and one of the boys' gals. It was actually his uncle's beach house, so of course he brought his gal.
Okay.
But nonetheless, the first night, I feel bad now in retrospect, where there's somebody staying in like a fifth wheel on the beach, and we lit off fireworks for literally 3 hours. Like, pretty much right outside of their camper. But it was a lot of fun just throwing them over the railing. Once again, you know, a balcony looking at the beach.
Yeah.
Just hucking fireworks for hours on end. It was so much fun.
I feel like I've stayed at a good 3 to 4 beach houses growing up, and I can't really distinguish one from the other, but they were like at different points in my life, so I have memories of them. But the most recent beach house that I've stayed at was in St. George, Florida, which is on the Gulf.
Okay.
And that was originally for Annie's bachelorette week. And since then, like, a group went last year and then a group's going this year. And I like the traditional aspect of that, you know, same time every year. And it had a pool, which I think is a great addition.
That's
to
crazy.
Oh,
definitely,
beach house.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic, because it's actually the best place to get all the sand.
Oh, I hate that, though. I would think it'd just be nice to be in the pool and then look at the beach.
It is nice to be in the pool, and it's nice at night, too, because, you know, you can only go so far out at night in the mm-hmm. ocean before you maybe are getting uncomfortable. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, so if you want to hang out, thank you.
Thank you. He just took a
thank you.
Xanadu?
A Xanadu in the Babadu.
I gotta take a Xanadu.
Okay, you guys, the two of you, Megan and Donovan, how far have you been out in the ocean at night?
Not far. Maybe not even
deep.
In the ocean.
Knee deep?
I don't
waist
even recall
deep.
Going in the ocean at night.
Because it's scary, right? It's scary as fuck. Donovan, what's your answer?
I like to strap a
toe deep?
Large light to myself and just go out on a boogie board.
You're talking
and watch
about
the minnows
like
come up to the boogie board.
Bottom of your foot deep? Then.
What?
Like out to the first buoy and then maybe beyond.
How come you didn't ask me?
Because I feel like you understand the gravity of the issue.
Eddie's also being defensive because he came back sleepy-eyed. But go on.
No, I felt like she made a good point.
It's true. The ocean is scary at night, without a doubt. Most water's scary at night. I don't like indoor pools at night.
I guess I'm not like experiencing much pool time after dark, period. So... that's why it didn't really register with me. Like, oh yeah, I've all those times I've wanted to go in the ocean at night, but been too scared to go. But just
going in the ocean is kind of scary,
right?
And then going in at night, it's like, what am I doing right now? Like, I understand this because I've done it during the day, but it's a little bit scary.
So you know how last time I read all the comments at the very end?
Mm-hmm.
Well. We're building up quite a few comments, so I'm going to have to sprinkle
about
some.
Beach house.
Yeah, I'm going to sprinkle a few throughout our discussion. One of them, the most recent one being, every good beach house I've been to actually has a pool.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So relevant.
Yeah.
Topical. I don't think I've been to a beach house with a pool.
I've been to a lot of beach houses with a hammock. I guess
I've been to a good one.
Both of them had a
hammock. Nice.
Okay, I have a few more. I mean, duh, but a good beach. That's from Renee. Also from Renee. Also not an innate characteristic of the house, but sunbathing chairs are extremely important.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. The beach house must have a good room for steadfastly working on your novella while gazing longingly out the window at the happy people frolicking in the sunshine. And I liked that one. She also said, I'm standing in a very long line right now, so just going to keep brainstorming. Let's see. A fire pit.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Kitschy decor and soap shaped like shells.
Yeah.
At least 5 swimsuits on hand for unprepared guests. An ice cream shop within 15 minutes. I think the ice cream shop one is super important. Smart. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Walking distance, 15 minutes. 15 minutes on foot.
Right, on foot.
We stayed at a beach condo. Like, there was a condo thing built on the beach. And so you
have a beach Hilton head.
It was like 50 rooms that had a beach access, and they also had a pool. And the decor in there was like,
it was over the top beach house. There was like one, there was one wall
full of shells.
I love it.
There was one wall that was just had all these different phrases written on it. Just and words, Eddie and I, right? Yeah, like, no, not phrases. Yeah, just words. And Eddie and I like played a game where we were like, okay, look away from the wall and how many words on the wall can you name? And I could still name a bunch of the words. It was like dolphin. It was just like
breathe,
crab, seashore, sunset, moonlight.
Yeah, the one I stayed at, every room had like
sand,
you know, worn wood bunk beds, and
like, oh yeah,
the dark blue, like all the walls,
white and blue.
Yeah, exactly, white and blue everywhere.
Yeah,
I love beach house.
And then they
decor.
Have like pictures that are framed.
Beach house.
They're framed.
We
in
should
port
go
holes.
To a beach house. Guys.
So it's like we took this porthole out of a pirate ship. And then we framed a picture of our family in it.
Where at your beach house?
Something
I
like
haven't
that.
Seen that, but I like it.
It's a great idea.
Some they driftwood.
Also, yeah. They also had some vases with driftwood just hanging out of
every
it.
Every beach house
I
needs
love that.
The big ship's, what is the steering device called?
Oh, yeah.
The
steering wheel.
The steerer.
It's got a name, doesn't it?
The mast?
No, it's not the mast.
Helm.
Mm-hmm. Take the helm.
Grab the helm.
Grab the helm, Donovan.
I think it's something different, but helm
I think
will
so
work.
Too. But helm is suitable.
Okay, so my most important thing about a beach is good shells, because I like to.
Nice.
That's my favorite thing about going to the
very
beach.
Very close to the tide pools. I would love if like the tide pools, and maybe there's like a car that's been like. You know, driven out too far and then left.
Oh,
and every time that
nice.
When I was in Mexico, that this house, like, and it wasn't even like that visible. You'd have to go when the tide went really far out.
Yeah.
And there's just this car that was like stuck out there.
Artificial tide pool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or like a fake little reef or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reefer.
I'm in support of very light, fluffy sand at my beach house.
Oh, also, abandoned playground in the vicinity is always nice at like a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Abandoned?
For what reason?
Because at least when I was there, it was abandoned, and like it was cool that there just wasn't a bunch of like people playing on it. It was just, you know, kind of made it scenic, like, you know, like the getaway destination, but being in the off season. That's what kind of appeals to me about a beach house is going there.
You
want to
go in the winter?
When, you know, it's not crowded everywhere.
Okay.
That does bring up a good point, though. I don't want to go to a beach house that's on, like, a really popular stretch of beach.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nice vibes when you have a section of beach all to yourself.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And so I think the notion of a private beach is kind of nice. I don't know if that's legal. Like,
it's legal.
You can just have
part it definitely of the beach.
Happens. Yeah.
Like that's you can just buy part of a beach?
Eddie told me you couldn't. He
I don't
said
think
it's
you can
could just walk along
in
the beach.
Florida, I don't think you can, but maybe
I'm pretty sure there's like private beaches.
There's definitely private beaches in Los Angeles and Hollywood.
I think that's a thing.
I think Steven Spielberg got in trouble for like beating up a man on a private beach of his own.
Okay, I'm into that. Like beating people up on my beach, that'd be a priority.
Get off my beach.
Okay, so beach necessitates sand.
Yeah,
like,
sand.
It's not just a shoreline. It's not just a, like, on the ocean mm-hmm. home. Okay.
On the, you know, path up to my beach house, about halfway, there's a step out and a large high pressure like shower.
Oh yeah.
Where you pull the thing, but it's not the little wispy one you have at the beach that barely rinses you off. This thing comes out in force.
What if you have like one, you get in like a chamber of water that's spraying you from all directions?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
And it's just a quick one.
Fresh water, right?
Right.
It could be seawater for me. It's just, you know, used seawater just to get the sand off. I can go inside.
You don't mind having salt on you?
No, I don't mind the salt water. I'll go in and take a shower. I just want to get the sand off on my way up to the house.
Okay.
Because there's nothing worse than tracking tons of sand everywhere up from the beach.
So I'd like to bring up the sand issue. Because that's commented on a lot.
The sand issue?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, what do you do about that?
Yeah, Kimberly Collins, the first thing she said was, good place to wash sand off feet when coming back inside or something. A sand room instead of a mud room. Allison Howard said she liked wood floors covered in sand, but I think she's just feeling sentimental because earlier she described the beach house from her childhood. So she probably has lots of nice memories of that time and
with lots of sand on
where
the floor.
She wasn't the person cleaning the house.
Exactly. Mm. And so the house we stayed in the first year at St. George had carpet.
What?
Interesting feature.
I think that's tolerable because
I thought it was too. I liked
it. Carpet exactly. And it's chill, but tracking see the sand is fine, but it gets everywhere and then you go to bed and the sand is in your fucking bed.
Yeah.
And then that is a town made of nightmares.
Yeah, no, for real. I think the carpet was actually really smart. Like
it washes your feet off. It'd be nice. I would have AstroTurf in like a sunroom. Half my house is a sunroom. And that is all AstroTurf, and that's to get that pesky sand off. And then it has one of those built-in vacuum cleaners that, you know, come from the wall.
Yeah, I guess
used one of those.
If you just have sand on your feet, the carpet will knock it off.
Yeah.
And soak it up, and then you can vacuum.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Right on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Also, you know, you're going to be all wet, and like, instead of dripping and causing, you know,
puddles,
you just kind of like drip on the carpet and then it dries.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like with wood floors, it's like the sand just kind of gets everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a little bit at a time.
It'd be good if the carpet was like heavily scotch guarded to the point that like the water and everything just soaks up to the top of the surface.
Well,
like beads of water. Like a well-waxed car.
Exactly.
Yeah, it seemed, I don't know, now I'm just like fantasizing about that carpet. It was really great. It was kind of perfect. I will say the deck, though, got really hot. At the beach house.
Beach house?
I think it needed to be covered.
Yeah,
I think definitely. It needed a covered porch at the beach house. Is important, and it seems like people are really into hammocks, which I feel very neutral about. But
oh, I love hammocks.
Well, so do the commenters.
I don't think I'd sleep in a hammock.
I've slept
not a nap.
Like depends. It totally depends on the hammock. Yeah. I've slept on like the ones that are in the frames that are ultra taut, and you go to sleep on the hammock. You don't wake up on the hammock.
You fall off.
You always wake up below the hammock.
Okay.
But also, I think a important part of the beach house is the night activities. You know what I mean? Because it's fun.
Right.
You know, I think that some nice mood lighting in the beach house is always important. It's like shining. That's when when it's nighttime, you have the mood lighting on. That's when it's shining on, like, you know, your picture of the helm and like the old sailor with the pipe in his mouth.
Right.
Oh, I'm digging this.
You definitely have like some of those like oil lanterns around.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes you feel like you're in the cabin of a ship.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
At night in the beach house.
I like that. I actually was thinking, too, honestly, like a fireplace, because it can get chilly at the beach,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. With and, the wind.
Yeah, and like if you do decide to go in the wintertime, it would be really cozy in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I always think of like a beach party being culminated by like a tiki torch grilling session on the beach. So there's like food down there too. And that kind of makes it warm in that area, you know, because there's always mm-hmm. a fire to like get keep the food going. Because it's usually a pig that they're eating.
So you want to have the rotisserie pig. You know, at least two nights a week,
right.
Probably like a Wednesday and a Saturday. Just have someone out grilling a pig on the
it's
beach.
It's a two pig week.
Yeah, this is a two pig week, guys.
Just that same hillbilly who used to jump in the pool.
I don't know if hillbillies can grill a pig on the beach.
Oh, I'm certain they can.
They can?
He just shows up. He's like a beach bum. He lives in a little shanty.
That's and salt life, right?
We just call him a hillbilly.
That is salt life.
Hey, Eddie. Well, he's from Appalachia.
But he can surf for some fucking reason?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like,
Jesus Christ, I don't like this guy.
This is, well, this, no, this is the same guy who used to, you know, live at our enchanted...
the
enchanted...
Hillbilly Cannonball?
Yeah, Hillbilly Cannonballer is also the guy who cooks the pig.
Okay. I just realized something. I need to, like, get out of what I've experienced and get into what I want to experience, which is I want a two-story beach house.
Okay.
And I want a big, giant aquarium in the center of the house, like a big cylindrical...
saltwater aquarium?
Oh, like, yeah.
Like
how it's just connected to the ocean and fish
yes.
come in like,
yes.
like on their own.
Yes.
On their
yeah.
own.
Yes.
Like you probably provide some food.
Choice.
Like
oh,
you're,
yeah.
you're chumming the water and
there's like
fish come in.
You're throwing
and
that pig in there.
It can be
a
problem.
Oh,
a
starfish
like
here
a
now.
Shark gets stuck in the tube on
uh-huh.
the way.
And that's
yeah.
when the hillbilly guy has to come in and
uh-huh.
flush it out. Dude.
I love it. Yeah, I want it. I want like octopi
and then
in there.
He,
and like
then,
dolphins.
And that's what gets
dolphins.
Cooked. That's what you end up eating is what gets stuck what? In there.
yeah.
I love the idea of a private beach. So I'm thinking like rock formations that seclude you from other areas of beach. But I am also picturing a white sand beach.
Yeah.
Like a white sand.
Me too.
Atlantic Ocean beach.
Have you guys ever been to a black sand beach?
Yeah.
No. Me neither.
Actually, yes, I have. I'm just kidding.
You have. You have.
I
in,
have?
In Trinidad.
That was black sand?
Yeah.
Trinidad was awesome. I want my beach house there. Because I'm not even that interested in going in the water. I just like to be next to the beach and be on the sand and hunt around for those shells and see what comes out of the
and
water.
Those big, like,
so, yeah, I'm way more
flies.
Into, like, seeing what's in the water than being in the water with it.
Nice. Now, that's good to know about yourself. I've said that a lot this week.
Okay, mine's in the rocks, and I want like a spiral staircase.
Yeah, I love it.
Like embedded in the rock, going up to
like
my house.
Yeah,
and there's like a back driveway into a garage, but
like
I have a spiral staircase that goes right down
like
to the
one
beach.
Of those infinity pools with like the glass wall that separates.
Yes. Like yeah. up in the, like up on the rock.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's
yeah.
on a deck.
No, I see that.
The infinity pool.
We saw some of those and we took a hike in Phoenix with
yeah.
you. With
yeah. Oh yeah. That's right.
And we saw some
yeah,
of those
we did.
Like,
that
pool
was so cool.
Like,
yeah. Cause it was
why
just
can't
like,
we be friends with that person?
Right. Cause it was just like over like a canyon.
Yeah. And it's
like a glass wall of a pool next to a canyon is sick.
Can they have like speakers that play music underwater?
Yeah.
I think so.
What?
Definitely.
They do
it's
have
gotta
those.
Be higher pitched though.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm having that in my infinity pool by the ocean.
I just wanted to play the bass underwater. Like everybody above water can hear the music, but underwater it's just like pumping the bass real fucking hard, dude.
So like when you're like sitting just like waist deep in the water, your butt's like vibrating and then the top of you is like confused.
Uh-huh. The water is getting those contortions like a T-Rex
yeah.
is like walking under there or something.
Yeah.
Nice. I feel like I'm going to have to poop though. Like I'm going to have to get out of my infinity
that's
pool
cool.
and go take a
like,
shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, maybe a few. Actually, it'll clean you out. So actually, this is important. Bathroom accessibility.
Outdoors. Definitely an outdoor bathroom. Stipe has an outdoor poo-poo.
So that's preferable now? I thought that was like most going back in time.
No. Well, I mean, it's a full facility. It's like a little beach house.
Okay. It's the cabana, so he has indoor plumbing as well.
Yes. And you want indoor and outdoor plumbing. Yes.
All right. That's about it.
Okay. I'm going to finish reading out these comments. We had a porch, you know. Obviously, I haven't been to a beach house, says Danielle Stanley, but it sounds great. I guess I would want a porch or patio. Jacuzzi, too. That is another good one.
Yeah, the jets.
Jets. Okay.
Warm jets.
Hammock on the front porch, long deck, walk over the dunes, outdoor shower, one of those ring hook games that you swing the string and try to catch the ring on the hook.
Oh, who said that?
Allison Howard.
Nice.
If it's actually on the beach, a clear line of vision to see your kiddos wherever they might be playing.
Oh, right. In the water, probably.
Books, good books. Leashes. And a beach cruiser leaning on the porch.
We're going to have King of the Sea Nautilus himself watch Wrangling Children at our fantasy beach house.
Oh, nice.
You're talking Poseidon? About Poseidon?
Yes.
The guy who plays Poseidon, like Jason Mraz or whatever.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, he'll be there.
It's kind of like your image of Santa. Whoever you peach, you know, see the protector of the beach to be, that you'll envision them.
Oh, okay. Santa.
Mine's John Candy.
We appreciate you
listening. John Candy's your Santa?
He's the protector of the beach.
Okay. Did you see he had a bad beach movie.
Mine's Pauly Shore.
That's great.
Well, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Eddie, do you have a beach protector?
Listening. I don't have a beach protector. And it's not John Candy.
We love you.